free. I want me a diamond ring.
Oh, baby.
Betty told you free. I want me a diamond ring.
Oh, sugar.
Now listen, mama, your daddy bring you mostly anything. He had to kill a policeman. And he wounded detective too.
Oh, sugar.
Killing detective, wounded a policeman too. See here, mama, what you called me to do. Hide my taxi. Say, so can't you drive me back to Maine? Then he hide my taxi. Say, so carry me back to Maine.
Oh, baby.
I've done a hanging crime. Standing there wondering what a matchbox hold my clothes.
Oh, baby.
Standing there wondering matchbox hold my clothes. Said a trunk was too big, don't be bothered on the road. Rested for Dupree, placed him in that jail. Arrested poor Dupree, placed him in the jail.
Oh,
yet the mean old judge, when he refused to sign him any bail. Wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read.
Oh,
he wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read. Come home to your daddy, I'm almost dead. Betty went to the jailer, crying, Mr. Jailer, please.
Oh, baby.
Betty went to the jailer, crying, jailer, please.
Oh, Lord.
Please, Mr. Jailer, let me see my you.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Knight Blues.
Take this hammer and cash from a captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Take this hammer and cash to my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Just tell him I'm gone. I'm sure he's gone. This is the hammer that killed John Ray. But it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me. This is the hammer that killed John Henry. But it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, ain't gonna kill me. Colorado, honey to my home, honey to my home, honey to my home. It's a long ways to East Colorado, honey to my home, honey to my home. That's why I'm gone. inside the road. John Henry, he left his hammer all over in rain, all over in rain. That's why I'm going. But he went down. John Henry, a steel driving boy. But he went down. That's why I'm going.
Tell me to go and do the best you can. My wife give me a dollar. Tell me to go do the best you can. If you don't make me no money, don't come home with no change. Clubroom with a dollar in my hand. I went into the club room with a dollar in my hand. I threw it up to the bouncer. He throwed me 15 cent change. Everybody was looking when I rolled the dice out my hand. Everybody was looking when I rolled the dice out my hand. Throw down natural lovin', and they took me cool in hand. My clothes all raggedy, shoes all full of holes. My clothes all raggedy, shoes is all full of holes. Where I might about hold my clothes.
You can read my letter now, you should know my mind. You can read my letter now, you should know my mind. When you think I'm loving you, I'm leaving all the time. I ain't got nobody now, I'm all here by myself. I ain't got nobody, I'm all here by myself. But I'm calling by myself.
Who you tell him?
Let me be you sometime now. Tell you always come. Let me be you. you sometime now, till you always come. And I dream of for you now, all we've ever done. I don't want no hoggy, don't eat no chillin', don't want no sparium, don't eat no backbone. Mama got a ham bone. I wonder, can I get it, boy? I did the cargo with me now. About to let my ham bone spoil. Church is better ringing. The preacher preaching. Sick or dead or riding. The members shouting. The dirty thing and the same was getting gone. And all this shit now, Papa trying to sing my song. Let me be your rocker now, till your street here come. Let me be your rocker now, till your street here come. And I rock you either, your street here ever done.
Heard Robert Johnson's Walking Blues. That was a request from last week from someone who didn't want her name read aloud, evidently, but thank you for that request last week. Before Robert Johnson was Rube Lacey and Ralph Lembo with Ham Hound Cave, recorded in 1928. It's an obscure recording just because Rube Lacey didn't make Ruby, actually. It's here under Rube, but I think his name's actually Reuben Lacey. Reuben Lacey made, I think, only two sides ever on his own, but he recorded a lot. Maybe he just performed a lot with Tommy Johnson and Ishmael Bracey. He was a big influence on Sunhouse, and if you want to tie that all together, Sunhouse, of course, is a big influence on Robert Johnson. He was born in 1901, Reuben Lacey, and he actually died in Bakersfield in 1972. That's interesting for any of you listening from Southern California. Very Delta, but a lot of Atlanta lyrics, one especially taken from Barbecue Bob in there. That was pretty interesting. Before that was Champion Jack Dupree with Gamblin' Man Blues, recorded in around 1940, I believe. Champion Jack Dupree got his name from his boxing career, went alongside his music career. He was famous for being his own greatest appreciator. He would cry along to his songs because he thought they were so beautiful. Before him was Mississippi John Hurt with Spike Driver Blues, recorded in 1928. The show began with Willie Walker's Dupree Blues from 1930. It's off the compilation Broke Black and Blue. I've been playing a little bit from that recently. Speaking of Dupree Blues, I just read a novel by a man named Dale Coran. It was written in 1948 and only reprinted in 1952, so they're limited copies. But if you can get your hands on one, it's a wonderful book. It's called Dupree Blues, and it was written, as I say, in the late 40s, about the 20s, sort of a historical novel that revolves around the story of Dupree, which is almost as commonplace as Stackley in the folk tradition. Anyway, up next we got some folk music. We're going to listen to Joseph Spence. It starts off with an interesting kind of bluesy riff, which I appreciate because Joseph Spence once said that his greatest influence was the American blues guitarist Blind Blake, so that was interesting, Joseph Spence being a Bahamian guitarist. So we'll get into that next. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. Phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. So we'll listen to Joseph Spence right now, actually. Let's forget those words. Let's go right into it.
Mosquito had a party, sun fight venter. And the man a drunk and the man no punk ain't done a wound. And the man no gong ain't done a wound.
Conky ain't got no boon. Mosquito flying high, mosquito flying low. Mosquito, I laid on you. Mosquito wouldn't fly no more.
The hardest thing I ever tried was creeping cold chalk over my mind. And I've never a word for peace. Peace on earth I cannot find. The only thing I surely want is a word and trouble of mine. If wine and women don't kill me, there's one more plan to find. So woke up the old love out here, all these troubles all over my mind. When my worldly
listen what my mother said, I would have been home sleeping in my curloin bed. But I've been hard-headed and I would not mind. Yes, it comes me have it all this time. But if I overcome this trouble I'm in, Lord, I never no more will live in sin. Man, I had plenty of friends. Now I'm in trouble and they won't come in. Lord, it's for good, or I'll stretch my hand to thee. Now, no other help I know. But if thou would do thyself from me, when she prayed for me once again, trouble have called me to weep and it called me to mourn, and it called me to leave my happy home.
We just heard Robert Higgins' Prison Blues. It's a terrific recording. Before that, Doc Boggs with Old Rub Alcohol Blues, recorded, I believe, in 1927. The Dzurek Sisters with Sweet Hawaiian Chimes. And that's after I made that promise to play every Dzurek Sisters song. I believe I told that story before. I then received 38 recordings. The Dzurek Sisters I didn't know existed. So that's 6 down and 32 to go. We're going to cover them all. Joseph Spence before that with Conch Ain't Got No Bone, recorded in 1964 off the LP Happy All the Time. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. If you'd like to hear something in particular, call the station at 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. It's time for your hokum tune of the evening. Tonight it is George Williams and Bessie Brown. I believe it's possible this is the first time I've ever played that couple on this show, but toured a lot with Butterbeans and Susie and a lot of those other hokum circuits early in the 20th century. This is It Takes a Brown Skinned Man to Make a High Yellow Blues, recorded circa 1923. Enjoy.
before my eyes. The same to you, Mr. Brown Man. You fill me with surprise. And I call upon you this evening and spend an hour or two. But there's one thing you can't do. I'm a careful mama, you see. Well, what can your reason be? It takes a brown-skinned man to make a high of the kissing that you are missing. Brown skin man can make me do things I ought not to. You need my loving, warm as an oven. A chocolate drop never knows when to stop. It simply won't be good, but I'm the kind that's hard to find. I'll treat you like a sweet papa should. It takes a brown-skinned man to make a hirelily poor. They got the system, you can't resist them. That is why I ain't taking chances with you. What can I do? You know you gotta have a husband for my soul. Well, any man I marry must be black as charcoal, because a brown-skinned man will make a higher-love.
I've had bad women, a little women too. Little young or old, you take them all from you. Disney Mouse, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth is as dangerous, dangerous as a bubble tea. I bought them food, I bought them clothes, and still he takes them from under my nose. Nah, doozy mouth, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth is as dangerous as a bubble tea. And I fight them, trying to keep them in my hand. Soon I turn my back before looking for that man. Now, a doozy mouth, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth is as dangerous, dangerous as a bumblebee. I pet and I love them every day and every way. I still they can't keep them from slipping away. Doozy mouth, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth is as dangerous, dangerous as a bubble tea. Them and I give them all of my dough. But what shorty does, I swear I don't know. Doozy mouth, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth is as dangerous, dangerous as a bumblebee. When I go to work, I think I'm doing right. Come to find out, he's a shorty every night. Now, doozy mouth, shorty. Oh, doozy mouth, shorty. His mouth places is dangerous, dangerous as a bubble.
They tried to get a good man for Fleda Dan. I had a big brother named Morgan, very swell promoter. He was always looking for swell advice. So I told him to go right down to the pole, hoping his whole heart and soul. Place a voting once, he voted twice. And now he's down in jail, no one to go his bail. The judge said he should have given life. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. We told that boy before he left home to let them politics alone. He's in the jailhouse now. Now up in New York City, folks thought it was a pity that the landlords had to raise that rent so high. We hustled around that town. In all our hustling round, we could not raise that rent, no way we tried. My mother took in washing, my sister done the ironing. I helped around the town by shining shoes. But my daddy walked around like he owned New York town, spending all of mama's money buying moonshine booze. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Fast and more could get that rent. Paul was stealing everything. He's in the jailhouse now. I went out last Friday. I met a big fat girl named Ida. She thought I was the swellest coon in town. She commenced to call me honey. Naturally, I began to spend my money. We took in every cavalry that could be found. We were drinking every minute. I thought I was in it. I was buying Jamaica ginger by the pound. But when I went to pay that man, I found a little out of hand right in my pocket where my money was.
Where's that?
She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. I told that judge right to his face, I don't handle out of place. She's in the graveyard now.
That was Earl MacDonald's original Louisville Jug Band with She's in the Graveyard Now, recorded circa 1926. Also Al Miller's Juicy Mouth Shorty from 1936. And your hokum tune was George Williams and Bessie Brown, It Takes a Brown-Skinned Man to Make a High Yellow Blue. That was recorded between 1923 and 1925. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. If you'd like to call the station, the number here is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. I'd like to listen to some spirituals now. We're going to start off with Julius Daniels and Bubba Lee Torrance. Not a name you hear that often with spirituals. This is a song, I'm going to Tell God How You Treat Me, recorded in 1927. But first, these words.
I'm going to run the chariot soon in the morning. Riding the chariot sooner in the morning.
The Bay Area's Friends of Negro Spirituals Educational Organization. The growing movement to preserve and celebrate the African-American and American heritage of the Negro spirituals. For further information, call area code 415-563-4316 or visit our website at www.dogonvillage.com/Negro, N-E-G-R-O, spirituals, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-S.
I'm gonna see my mother soon in the morning, see my father soon in the...
Choose to give a holiday gift to the planet by supporting a local reserve. Quail Ridge Reserve began as a grassroots project and has evolved into a cooperative venture involving Quail Wilderness Conservancy, the Land Trust of Napa County, and the UC Natural Reserve, among others. This protected peninsula on Lake Berryessa is truly a natural treasure, which bears, mountain lions, deer, and many species of birds and butterflies call home. A holiday campaign to purchase a parcel for a future visitor center is nearly 70% complete. Your gift will go to a reserve which will be protected for generations to come. To find out more, call 530-758-1387. Donations may be sent to QRWC at 25344 County Road 95, Davis, California 95616. That number once again is 530-758-1387.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
By the name of Nicodemus, who did not believe. Same Nicodemus came to God by night, talking about religion from the human side. He brought along his silver, diamonds, and gold to buy his way to heaven and save his soul. But God told Nicodemus,
God told Nicodemus, God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again. The bell God told
Nicodemus. Told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again.
Well, the same Nicodemus come running the heart, saying, has anybody here done seen the Lord? I want to buy some religion. What will it cost to get into heaven for my soul be lost? And my God spoke, he spoke so sweet, sounded like the shuffle of angels' feet. He said, marvel not, man, if you want to be wise, you got to believe and be baptized. Didn't God tell Nicodemus?
God told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again. The well, God told Nicodemus. God told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again.
Then old Nicodemus was taken back, cause God done told him about the natural facts. Said, marvel not, man, if you want to be wise, you got to believe and be baptized. Old Nicodemus was taken back, cause God done told him about the natural facts. You said, I don't understand, I want to know, how can a man be born when he's old? And my God spoke, his voice did ring, sounded like the shuffle of angels' wings. He said, marvel not, man, if you want to be wise, you got to believe and be baptized. Didn't God tell Nicodemus?
God told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again. Well, God told Nicodemus. God told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again. Well, God told Nicodemus. God told Nicodemus. God, yes, he did. He told Nicodemus, man, he must be born again.
Something within me that's just holding the rain. There's something within me that banished pain. There's something within me more than I can explain. All I can say, praise God, there's something within me. Oh, preachers and teachers have made their appeal. Just fighting like soldiers on life battlefield. When with their pleading my poor heart did heal. All I can say, praise God, there's something within. Something that burning desire. Oh, have you that something that never does try? Now if you have it, that heavenly fire, then let the world know, praise God, there's something within. That's something within me, that hole in your head. precious thing. There's something within me more than I can explain. All I can say, praise God, there's something within me.
Though he built the ark out of gopher wood, the flood it came in, the ark it stood. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving, and those arks are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, no.
Now who built the ark? Oh, no, my lord. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving, and those arks are moving, a moving along. He marched the animals two by two, the hippopotamus and the kangaroo. And those arcs are moving, a moving, a moving. Those arcs are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, no.
Now who built the ark? Oh, no, my lord. Those arcs are moving, a moving, a moving. Those arcs are moving, a moving along. Noah and the devil playing seven up. The devil win the ark and Noah wouldn't give it up. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. And those arks are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Who built the ark? Oh, Noah, my lord. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. And those arks are moving, a moving along. Noah sent a dove to find dry land. The dove came back with a big grain of sand. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. Those arks are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Now who built the ark? Oh, Noah, my lord. Those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. Those arks are moving, a moving along. Had no hat, had no crown, looked like a poor man living in town.
And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. And those arks are moving, a moving along.
Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Now who built the ark? Oh, Noah, my lord. And those arks are moving, a moving, a moving. And those arks are moving, a moving along. Had no buggy, had no spokes. I looked like Grandpap and all of his folks.
No locks are moving, a moving, a moving. No locks are moving, a moving along.
Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Now who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, my lord.
No locks are moving, a moving, a moving. No locks are moving, a moving along. Had no hat, had no brim, looked like a crow's nest swinging on a limb.
No locks are moving, a moving, a moving. No locks are moving, a moving along.
Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Now who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, my lord.
No locks are moving, a moving, a moving. No locks are moving, a moving along. Tell Sister Mary, tell Sister Jane, I'll be home on that morning train.
No locks are moving, a moving, a moving. No locks are moving, a moving along.
He built the ark.
That was A.A. Gray and 7 Foot Dilly with the old arcs a moving. But Dilly, another uncommon name to religious material, and rightfully so. 7 Foot Dilly is from a group called the Hot Pickles. They perform mostly hokum stuff. That was recorded between from the 1920s to 1930s. Sort of a vague dating on that, but you can even tell by that recording that 7 Foot Dilly was almost incapable of singing any religious material. He kept sort of jumping to hokum verses and mixing them up, trying to make them religious. Especially that verse about playing seven up, knowing the devil's a much raunchier verse normally. For that was Sister Rosetta Tharpe with There's Something Within Me, recorded in 1938. That's off a 78 here in the studio, Decca 48010. That's the A side of that. Sewell Quartet with Heaven's Really Gonna Shine. It's even though the quality sounded pretty poor on that was from the late 40s at the earliest. And that was from a compilation of radio play called Everybody's Tuned to the Radio. While recording quality got a lot better, recording the radio still was pretty difficult in those days. They used to use gigantic cylinders so they could record a lot of music at one time. So that's probably why the quality was so poor on that. The Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet with God Told Nicodemus, recorded in 1941. That was originally unissued. And Julius Daniels and Bubba Lee Torrance with I'm Gonna Tell God How You Treat Me, recorded in 1927. Both of them bluesmen as well. I'd like to leave you with one last recording here on Dark Knight Blues. It's by Mahalia Jackson. It's the song Amazing Grace. We heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Mahalia Jackson and Sister Rosetta Tharpe were often compared to each other as sort of the two queens of gospel, Mahalia Jackson being a little bit more notable. Her Sister Rosetta Tharpe's piece, There's Something Within Me, was an original piece that she wrote with Katie Bell, and this one, of course, isn't an original, but it's It's a great recording, I think. It's recorded in 1960, and this is, I'm told, one of my grandmother's favorite songs, so I'd like to leave you with this. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.